All right, all that and more, so stand by. That's the Triple Dipper. Let me jump on in, though, to the opening monologue. Every day we start the show with the Right Side Way monologue, and every day I'll remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, a 30-year veteran in the practice of law, Stan McDonald is the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about him in just a few minutes. All right, well, let me just start by saying there's a fight brewing. You watch. I mean, the deep state is working overtime right now trying to figure out how to preserve their radical agenda. And the secret sauce they put on every liberal dish was just banned. I mean, DEI. DEI is on the outs. We've seen the results of it. DEI is where merit goes to die. I mean, it's just literally state legislatures like here in Alabama have already taken steps trying to end it. But the new Trump administration just issued orders to completely ban it. And even still, private businesses are finding that keeping a DEI office is bad for business and might make them less profitable. Why? Because DEI looks away from merit. DEI mandates racism. DEI mandates that values not be upheld. DEI actually destroys constitutional liberties, and all under the guise of making things wonderful. I mean, diversity, equity, and inclusion became a huge buzz phrase in the wake of the George Floyd, BLM, Antifa summer of love. Everybody needed the DEI office to show how virtuous their particular organization, corporation, department, or university really was. We're here for you. We want diversity. We're oh so inclusive. Well, it turns out, more often than not, the medicine was worse for us than the problem it was designed to cure. Ostensibly, DEI is all about leveling the playing field, making sure that everyone has an equal stake in the outcome, celebrating the differences that make up our homogenous society by opening doors. But what has happened over and over, though, is more of a societal self-flagellation, as we've been forced to face constant punishment for every special group's perceived grievances. I mean, diversity has become the buzzword for being allowed to exclude someone if they don't fit the agenda. Equity has become the secret ingredient for redistribution as they take something away from someone else to give to the aggrieved who haven't necessarily earned it. And inclusion? Well, it's really turned into exclusion, as values and whole demographics in our society have been told that, you know, they have privilege and are therefore going to lose their opportunities because they're just too much of this or too much of that. DEI has essentially taken the fight for equality and civil rights and liberty and just turned it all on its head in a bloodbath of revisionist effort to rewrite culture to fit a liberal narrative. Basically, instead of uniting society, DEI has served as a means to divide us. But I believe that was actually the point all along. So, case in point, last night we saw a horrific aviation disaster in our nation's capital. And we're still learning the details, but it does appear that almost 70 people lost their lives as a passenger plane collided with an Army helicopter while on final approach at Reagan National in Washington, D.C. There's no finger pointing here. Don't mistake what I'm about to say. We don't know the root causes. But being an air traffic controller, though, we know is a hard, intricate, stressful job. The FAA oversees all aspects of aviation safety and accident investigation. But early 2024, just last year, former Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, well, he was proud to announce that the Federal Aviation Administration was actively recruiting workers who, and here's the quote, you ready, who suffer, quote, severe intellectual disabilities, psychiatric problems, and other mental and physical conditions under a diversity inclusion hiring initiative spelled out on the agency's website. Does that make any sense at all? And the short answer is no. 2 days ago, President Trump actually specifically ordered the FAA itself to end that program and to ensure that only individuals fully capable and best able to provide for the safety of air travel would be placed in those positions. Well, here in Alabama, the Alabama legislature has actually taken steps to tamp down the madness. The DEI slaughter got a major pushback when Senate Bill 129 passed into law last year in the State House. Suddenly, the woke institutions of learning and public governance had to check their agendas at the door and figure out how to send their liberal virtue signals by some other means. During an appearance on Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, State Senator Will Barfoot, who sponsored the bill, he talked about it. He pointed out that the issue was not just here in Alabama, it's everywhere. But Alabama, though, he said, was choosing to take a stand against the DEI bloodbath. And in talking about it, Barfoot said this. He said, quote, DEI offices at higher institutions of education and public universities have really worked to divide us rather than unite us. DEI sounds inviting. It sounds like something we should all get behind, right? But in fact, those DEI offices around the state, they've been used to silo people by race, by color, by religion, ethnicity, or national origin. Well, he was absolutely right. And I'm personally proud of the fact that Alabama, a state that many on the outside like to label as racist or divisive, has once again proven that it can overcome division. Now, keep in mind that while Alabama certainly has a past that is checkered and should not ever be excused or forgotten, that this is also the state that was the cradle of the modern civil rights movement. Alabama has had both Jefferson Davis and Martin Luther King among its citizens. And once again, we've identified a problem, taken steps internally to work it out, and restore actual freedom and equality to the forefront of the discussion. So yeah, SB 129 is now the law. It limits the state-funded institutions who have been so eager in recent years to push for limitations on society rather than actual removal of barriers. Alabama law now ends DEI programs, including critical race theory, by any state agency or educational institution. And y'all, it's actually amazing that they have to now express that they will need to, you know, sort this out and consult with their legal counsel to find the way forward. But the deep state activists, they are still at work. Soon after that law was passed, the University of Alabama issued a statement signed by its chancellor and by the presidents of their three main university campuses, at the main campus in Tuscaloosa, UAH, and UAB, trying to assure the outside world they will, quote, remain dedicated to the mission of providing exceptional educational research and patient care experiences to all people of all backgrounds in welcoming and supportive environments, blah, 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 blah. That's really just code words to the outside world that they'll do everything they can to remain as woke as possible under these new restraints assigned to them by their duly elected lawmakers. This, you know, divisive policies camouflaged under the ridiculous banner of DEI. We also learned, by the way, that UAB, that's the University of Alabama Birmingham's Hirsink School of Medicine, a very solid organization, a very solid school of medicine, they just simply decided to give their DEI office a brand new name. Same people, same mission, same woke agendas, new name. But some are more flagrant than that. There's a story that came out today about one of the biggest anomalies in education that I've ever seen. Did anyone know that Alabama has a public school dedicated to LGBTQ students? Go figure. I mean, I still don't understand for the life of me how the Magic City Acceptance Academy, a public charter school in Birmingham, ever got approved. But they did. And they have drag queens doing fundraisers for kids. A school that promotes itself not as an educational environment where learning is paramount, but a school that prides itself, pun intended, on sexual orientation. And yes, they still have their DEI statements prominently displayed in their official handbook and on the official website of this publicly funded educational institution in Red State, Alabama. So yeah, DEI has been a bloodbath in our society. And yes, I'm using that word intentionally. It has been the clarion call to the left to dismantle what so many have fought to instill in the freest nation on the face of the earth. DEI still needs the DIE, you know what I'm saying? It remains a battle in other places, and truthfully, we can't even lower our guard here in Alabama. Take a look at UAB, take a look at the Magic City Acceptance Academy. They're blowing it off, and they're trying to get around it. There is still work to do. The unwinding of the deep state DEI agendas is going to take time, but it's a fight worth having. A fight to restore the idea of merit, of promoting equality over equity. And elected officials who care deeply about this and even pass laws to fix it, they have to know that if the deep staters are going to go thumb their nose at the law and try to push their agendas anyway, that action is going to have to be taken, or the laws are going to be nothing but hollow and meaningless. So yeah, in summary, I guess I'd say DEI is apparently on the wane. The long nightmare of oversaturated guilt thrust on our society is coming to an end. But the deep state, man, they love their precious. It's their precious. It's their secret sauce to the progressive agenda. But DEI? DEI needs a DIE, like, soon. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. All right, well, we'll take the